Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host, and I am having trouble connecting right now with Ada Marie. She's online, and I cannot connect her. I don't know what seems to be wrong. Okay. This is totally bizarre. I'm terribly frustrated. Ada Marie, if you can hear me, hang up and dial in again. Maybe we can make a better connection next time. I don't understand what's going on. I cannot connect you. Okay. It is, there we are. Okay, Ada Marie, can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Ada Marie, can you hear me? Hello? Something seems to be wrong with our Blog Talk Radio connection. This time I was able to connect, and she couldn't hear me. She couldn't speak. We'll try. I hope she'll try again. Dear. This time it's just going round and round again. Last time it lit up and I couldn't hear you. So I think there's something wrong with the studio, and something is wrong that we're not connecting. This is totally bizarre. This has never happened before. Can you hang up and try one more time, Ada Marie?
Ada Marie.
Ah, there you are. Oh, my goodness. Thank heavens.
I don't
finally,
know what happened.
I have
just,
no idea.
I called you 7 times.
I know. Last time I called about, last week I called about 7 times, too, before I even got on. So something
I know. I don't know what's going on. It's really weird.
No.
But we're on.
Well, I wonder if other people are having trouble getting on, too. because usually we have several guests by now.
Yeah, we do. But we haven't had any guests for quite a while. So I don't know. Do they have a phone number, or do we have to give it to them, or what happens?
You know, it's I post it every week, and that's
right.
How they find it.
Right.
So I posted it this week just like always, and I posted it last week just like always. But it's evidently not people calling in, because we don't have anybody in the queue waiting to talk to you this week.
No, we don't. I just wonder what's happening.
Well, let's see. Maybe you can find out what from Spirit.
Well, I know somebody is trying to prevent me from doing the calls, but I don't know, you know, what can be done about it. I'll ask Spirit, and Spirit will, you know, I know that they're trying to stop me from doing the work online. Let's see if I can. Let's just go into silence for a few minutes or seconds and see if we can find out anything. You go too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, what did you get?
I got that the earth needed a moment of silence.
We got it.
Yes, we did. And what do you hear from Spirit today, Ada Marie?
Well, what I heard about what's happening is that there is an individual who is trying with everything, all the power that he has, a man, to be able to stop any communication with the outside world between me and you. That he doesn't want us giving out any spiritual information. And I'm going, well, that's really not up to him. That's up to God.
Yes, indeed.
That was exactly my response. So
okay.
We'll see if we get any callers today.
Yes, we do have one caller. So let me just say this: welcome to the Ada Marie Show. And Ada Marie is a third-generation seer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers, and she channels spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. And I am Mary Blake. I work as a spiritual healer and take people into other lifetimes. So the two of us here are ready and willing to receive questions and give you the best we can get from our spirit channeling.
That is correct. And it's a joy to feel that we have that connection and can help other people.
It is. And just as I had difficulty in the studio here connecting with you so you could speak, I'm also now having difficulty connecting with someone from area code 780. And the search thing is just going round and round and round. So let me try on mute again. Nope. It's simply not working.
Right.
This is something that is originating with Blog Talk Radio, not with us. Because
is
we
that what
are
you're thinking of?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I've had a deep appreciation for Blog Talk Radio because I think they do a wonderful job.
I think so, too. But at this moment,
it might not be up to them.
That's right. Now we have two people on the line, and I cannot connect with either one of them, just as I could not connect with you before.
Right.
This is very odd. It's not my computer. It's not because you are now the seventh time you called, we connected.
I'm sitting down and in one place. So.
Right. Well, let me see now. I have someone from 484 and I have someone from 780 area code, and I cannot connect with either one of them. Now,
right.
This is really strange. So the
very
little,
odd.
Little search thing is just going round and round and round, and it doesn't, it keeps searching and doesn't connect. And that is odd. It's not that hot here.
Well, it's not that hot. I mean, we got a breeze.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the connection with Con Edison. I'm here in New York, that giving this. Ah, 1 second. Hello, 780. We finally connected. Can you hear me? Can you speak?
Yes, I can. Thanks for taking my call.
Good. Okay.
Wow.
What is your name?
It's Jay from Canada.
Jay?
Thank you, Jay. Oh, my goodness. You
great.
Have a question.
Yes, I have a mediumship question. If you do mediumship.
Okay.
Yes. I lost my mom in April and my best friend in about a couple weeks ago. So my question in regards to my mother is that, I guess, why didn't she want any help from me?
Pardon?
Why didn't she want any help from him?
Her son?
As she was preparing to go into spirit.
Oh, she probably didn't want him to know. She probably didn't want him to be hurt. You know, she knew he'd be hurt, but she didn't want that. Well, she was with him.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, and now...
What was your mother's name, Jay?
Her name was Yumi.
Jimmy?
Yumi?
Yumi. Yeah, Y-U-M-I.
Yumi.
Yumi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yumi.
Have you dreamed of her since she's been gone?
Yes.
Okay, so she's preparing to make a communication where she can also communicate with you, and you and her may have an opportunity to converse in the spirit world. So don't give up, because you are going to hear from her. Just keep, be patient, because it takes a long time to come through that veil and get down where you are, okay?
Okay.
So you just
keep on. There's a lot of learning that goes on there, and a lot of preparation. They need to build up their strength. Was she in frail health before
yes.
she turned? Yes. So she definitely is building up her strength. But it's wonderful that she can reach you in dreams already.
Well, that is a miracle all by itself. So don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep speaking with her and sending her love and light and perfection, and it'll come easier every time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It works. You just have to.
And you can talk to her in her head, and she can hear you.
Yes, she can,
She can hear you very well, and you'll be able to hear her as soon as she has enough strength, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It'll be wonderful.
I'm so glad that you had a mother that was your best friend.
That's a wonderful thing.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Do we have anyone else?
Hello. Yes, there's someone in area code 724. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me. This is Shay.
Yes. What is your name?
Shay, S-H-A.
Shay, okay. And you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering what Ada saw for me in the area of love and romance.
What?
What
in the area of what?
Love and romance.
Romance, love and romance.
Okay. I couldn't get that word, romance. Okay. you're looking for a romance in your life?
If you saw things working out between my son's father and I, his name is Chad, or if you saw somebody new coming in.
There is somebody new coming in, yes.
Okay.
And you'll be happy.
I'm glad to hear. Any details with that?
Pardon?
She was wondering if you could give her any more information, any more details about it.
Well, the biggest detail I can tell her is it's going to come so unexpectedly, it's going to shock her. And everybody will be laughing, and she'll go, oh, my goodness, how wonderful is this? And that's how it's going to happen. So that'll be good for her, because she needs some laughter in her life. She doesn't need to laugh and be happy. She had a lot of difficulties. Right?
Shay, do you have us on speakerphone?
Yes, I can't hear. If I take it off speakerphone, I apologize. I can't hear that well.
Because I'm getting an echo. I was wondering if it was the phone or if it was Blog Talk Radio. We've been having trouble with them all the whole hour.
Probably. I mean, I can hear you girls great.
Good. That's wonderful. Okay, great.
All
right, so that I just have a feeling that your experience with Chad was sort of one problem after another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn your back on that, and make room.
Okay.
Close that door and make room for someone else.
Positive.
Okay.
When you go to bed at night, you see a positive condition coming in your life with a lot of laughter and success and joy. And your health will improve, and that person will just, you just will be, you will be shocked at how wonderful it is.
It sounds promising. Will Chad give problems with it, or will he, you know what I'm saying, like, will anybody?
It'll be somebody that you don't know yet. They'll be coming in surprisingly soon.
But, I mean, now, will, do you see any negativity around Chad? Like, will he try to?
No.
I'm
I do not see any negativity. Don't put any around it.
Okay.
It's very clear, so don't mess around with it. Let it be clear.
Okay. I just didn't know with me, you know what I mean, because I have distanced myself from him for the last past 2 weeks, so I didn't know if that would set him off when somebody new finally came in or not, you know what I mean. So I just wanted to be, you know,
right,
prepared, in other words. I don't want to be blindsided.
Right.
All you have to do is just say you had your chance. He had several years to come through, so that didn't work.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, then. Thank you, ladies, so much.
And he really wasn't ready.
Okay. So you don't see him ever being ready for him?
Well, it'll be a long time. He's kind of self-serving, wants his own way.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. That's not a good deal anyway.
No. How about as far, will he remain the same as he is with the child?
Yeah.
So no big change there either.
The child's very young, isn't it?
Yes. He's about a year and a half.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
And I just don't want anything, you know, I don't like in and out for myself or a child, you know, and just think consistencies, you know, brain and healthy.
Right.
Okay.
So, right,
so now you think about that, and I think we've given you everything we can.
All right.
And
thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome, Shay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm trying to connect to the next person. And it's another time that it's going
south.
Hard time connecting.
I know.
This is
I don't understand.
I don't understand that. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What is your name?
My name is Anna Marie. I go by my name is Melissa.
Melissa?
Melissa?
Yes.
Okay. You have a question.
Yes. I want to ask you. There was an older man that knew my mom, and he did help, but he helped because of my mom. It wasn't because of me, and that was done to respect. Does he think that I'm mentally ill?
What?
Did you say meant to be ill?
No. Does he think that I have a mental problem?
Oh, mentally ill. Ada Marie, she's asking if an older man who seems to be know her mother thinks that she's mentally ill. That sounds
the
rather.
The girl is mentally ill, or the mother?
Melissa,
me.
Yes.
Well, why would he think that? That's not very good. Did you tell him off or something?
No, nothing like that. Because he said that he don't find a lot of people like helping their moms to always stay happy.
Oh, you know, he's sick. Happiness is a joy, and happiness is a help to anybody who gets any happiness. You know yourself that when people are happy, they're usually getting healthy.
It's just silly. Melissa, don't pay any attention.
No. Stay away from him.
You know, it sounds like he's a very cynical person that likes to find things wrong with other people. So just ignore him and just say...
Stay out of his way.
Exactly. There you go.
Just stay completely out of his way.
One more question on that. My mom's medical doctor that pronounced her dead, he kept contacting me. And, I mean, did he do that because he thinks I'm mentally ill? I mean, he don't contact me much like he used to, but he did every day for 6 months. She's been gone for 9 months now. 8 months, excuse me.
What?
I'm sorry.
Your mother was pronounced dead?
The doctor was calling you every day, and now he hasn't called you for how long?
No, so when my mom died, he was the critical doctor that pronounced her that she did pass away, and
okay.
So he kept calling and texting me every single day. 6 months now, she's been gone for 8 months. He still contacts me very little, but it was just about, am I fine? And he gave me inspirational words. Did he do that because he thinks I'm mentally ill, or because he was feeling sorry for me?
Something's wrong with this picture.
Has he made any suggestions as getting together with you, or has he said anything that doesn't sound appropriate?
No, nothing at all. No, not nothing.
Then my grandmother used to say, never trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. I would just suggest, is he an older man, this doctor?
Yes, he's a critical and internal medicine. Yes, ma'am. Yes, he's older, white Caucasian.
Okay.
I would say,
just tell him thank you so much for your thoughtfulness, and then say goodbye. And So it's very odd unless he's attracted to you and kind of just wants to, or maybe he thinks that you. You cared so much for your mother that he's concerned that you might be upset about losing her.
That's not what's going on. She needs to get away from him.
Okay. Good enough.
Get away and move somewhere.
You know what? Maybe you should say to him, thank you, doctor. I think it's time for me to move on. And that's a polite way to get out of it. Instead of saying "Don't call me anymore," just say, "I think it's time for me to move on."
Right.
Right. Can you do that, Melissa?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I was feeling like, you know, I'm not a mentally ill person. Just that. I find that kind of odd because. I was so much crying when my mom was passing away. I couldn't think very well. Looking at her.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. But now you're better now, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm better. I know she's in heaven and taken care of. No pain.
Good.
Beautiful.
Good. Because that's exactly where she is.
Right.
I loved her. Okay.
So now move forward.
Okay. That's right. It's time to move on, and that's the magic word now, is move on. Okay, you have a new life ahead of you. And
okay.
We need to move on because there are other people waiting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What?
She said thank you. Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. We're finally connecting. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Hi, this is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Anna. You have a question?
It's Donna. Hi.
Oh,
Ada.
Donna, sorry.
I had a housing appointment about 2 weeks ago. I'm on Section 8, low income, and I wanted to know if it's going to go okay. Are they going to pass me for another year, do you think?
Yes.
Good. I can breathe. Oh, that's good to know. Also, I have another
and
question.
Spirit came through very, very fast. That's
it
good.
Did. It came immediately.
Okay. Very good.
I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I'm going to Lake Tahoe in September, and I'm going on a week retreat in the Redwoods. And then in December, I'm going to Las Vegas for Christmas for 5 days. Will I meet anybody on any of these trips, like a man? You know,
you could meet several
of someone.
Them.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
That'll be very interesting.
Yeah. And the retreat is at a Medicine Buddhist temple, and they're going to talk about dying and living and do some Don Kyoi, you know, like Tai Chi and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do hikes in the Redwoods, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Right.
That's wonderful.
That'll be very
okay.
helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Yeah.
And enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Okay,
we have
some more questions coming up.
There's another lady waiting.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hello, Karen. You have
Hi.
A question?
Yes, ma'am. I want to know if I worked for an agency and they were supposed to send me my check last Wednesday, and I'm wondering if I'll get it next week, or are they just stalling to pay me?
They're stalling because they're short of money.
Oh.
They're having a financial problem.
Oh. Well, I have to file a claim to get my money, or they'll eventually send it?
Well, I would certainly ask them how long they think they're going to take. Because if you let them know that you're concerned, they'll know perfectly enough that you will file a claim. But just ask them how long they think it's going to take.
Okay.
Yeah. Let them know that you're concerned, and then see what they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Okay. And you think maybe another
good.
Week?
Pardon?
All right.
Okay.
You think it'll take another week? By next Friday, they'll send it out?
They might.
Okay.
It's kind of iffy.
Okay, I'll call them on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you
great.
Know. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else there?
Yes, there is. Hello. One second. I'm having... right now, there's a little difficulty in connecting with this person.
I
He's
know.
In
it's
the area code,
hard.
Area code 303... And doesn't seem to want to connect.
It's not them. It's a phone system.
I know. It's Blog Talk Radio. We are having.
Right.
We have been having difficulty in the entire in the hour that.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the thing that should connect us, and
right.
it's not working.
Right.
Hmm.
Very strange, yep. isn't it?
Yes. The person in area code 303, if you can hear me, can you hang up and dial in again, and that we might get a better connection the next time? Because I'm just at a complete loss here. The connection just won't happen.
It won't open up.
Nope. It's going in search mode, and it's trying to find you. That is really, really bizarre. But there's an awful lot of commotion going on in this
system.
An awful lot of people are very, very upset about things. Let me see now. Let me try again.
Okay.
Nope, it's only in search mode. No connection.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. I can say that that there is a lot of the word consternation comes to me in the world right now. A lot of people are upset. Something is really happening. I do hope that person calls back in.
On a universal level.
Yeah. Yes. And it, on this universal level, there's an awful lot of stuff going on politically and emotionally. A lot of an awful lot of anger and resentment. Okay, here now. They did hear me. Let's see this time. Hello, we made it.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you.
Who are we speaking with? Thank you for dialing back in.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you for that good advice. This is Marilyn, and I'm calling from Colorado. And I'm calling to ask a question about finances. I guess that my question about finances has to do, my husband is supposed to be getting some money from a person who owes him some royalties, and there was originally the person tried to get him to take a different deal, and my husband said, no, I want the deal that we agreed to.
Right.
So, yeah.
Tell him to stay with it.
Stay with it? Okay, good. And will the other side,
stay with
the other
it,
party?
Because it'll come through.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Good. That's good to hear. So I'm glad
he was... Right. Don't listen to those other people at all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then I just wonder if you could tune into our home and our future in our home here in Colorado. We're trying to decide whether or not to move.
To move?
To move, yeah.
Right.
I don't want...
He wants to know what...
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you answer first, but go ahead, Ada Marie.
I,
do you
I didn't
feel
hear
that
her. I didn't hear the question.
She wants to know if she should move.
From where she is now?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
That's exactly what I got, so that's good. So you got two of us who both got the answer. Stay where you are.
Stay
it's going to get better.
Oh, thank you. I love that. It's going to get better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put my positive energy into that. Yeah.
Right.
Good.
Put your energy to it
and
fill it
with
smiles.
Have several other callers. If I can, let's pray that I can connect with you like and them like I connected with you. Thank you so much,
okay.
Marilyn.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Jessica, okay.
Jessica.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I'm recently going for a promotion at work, and I was wondering if there's anything that you can tell me about it.
You have to, there's so many different things in there to tell you about. What is it you're worried about?
I really want it, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to get it.
You're not going to get the job, or you already have the job?
No, she's looking for a promotion, and she's afraid she's not going to get it.
She's not. Not yet.
Okay.
I have to give you the truth. She's got to wait almost 4 or 5 months before she gets a promotion.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to give you what we got, don't we?
That's right. I don't placate anything. I give it like it comes.
It's the phonies that always tell you what you want to hear. So
that don't work.
I know.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
She can just make a little change in her attitude, and that'll change everything, and she'll get her promotion.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm going to go on to the next person.
Okay.
In area code 203. Hello. Can
Hi.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Anne.
Anne.
And I'm calling from Connecticut. Yeah.
Okay. You have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm starting to decide on this, but let me get your input on it. I have a former coworker who's moving, and she's going to drive by herself, but only over the course of like 2.5 days from Connecticut to Florida. So we discussed whether I might go with her, but I don't know. It seems too problematic to me. I mean, it's very short notice.
You shouldn't go to begin with. So there's your answer.
That's what I thought. I was getting that, and I'm pretty intuitive. But I said, I start to second guess myself. You know, I just see too many things happen. Right now, I'm leery about her insurance, her car insurance. There's just something going on I don't like.
You know, this is important that too many times we don't trust our intuition and we get in trouble. So Ada Marie is telling you you're right.
Yeah, don't go.
Okay, I think I'll probably go somewhere else at a later time to explore if I wanted to move. I don't even know where I want to move, but I think I would do that at a later point in time.
Right now, you don't need to go anywhere. Stay home.
Oh. That's good for now. Take care of my tooth right now.
Right.
I do appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm going to keep listening. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Does she have any reason I'm not supposed to go other than, like, my soul doesn't want to go, I think.
There's a reason you're not supposed to go. There's a reason you're supposed to be where you're at right now for a while. Very good
reason.
No,
I just came back from a trip to Illinois, but I'm just wondering, is there a specific reason not to go on this 3-day trip? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, there's no reason to go.
No reason to go. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Right. Okay. We need to move on to a couple of other questions.
Thank you.
But yes, you are getting the right, you're getting your intuition, follow it. And train yourself to follow that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Now they won't let me disconnect from her.
Hmm.
This is something that has never happened on our show.
I know. We've been having all these crazy things.
It is odd. It is very odd.
I know. Can you get loose?
Nope, I can't get. I can't disconnect. I have three other people.
Maybe I can.
Three other people that I'm trying. I don't know what to do. There we go. Thank you. Okay.
Now
I'm not connecting, and I have no idea why. Now there's one more time. It's not connecting.
Okay. We're not connected. Are you
right.
In a storm area where the wind is blowing?
No, I'm in.
Sometimes that happens up here when the wind blows real hard.
Uh-huh.
We get
I have no idea.
It's hard to connect.
Mm.
We
yeah,
don't have
I'm
any
I'm trying
wind
to
today.
Get connect there. Hello? Now we connected.
Good.
Hello? Someone in 770 area?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Maddie. Hi.
Maddie?
Yes.
Okay. You have a question?
I do.
Okay. What is your question?
Okay. I have this male friend who is, I think he has an interest. And one of the things I do is do restaurants as a mystery guest. And he asked me, did I have anything? And I said, yeah, I do. It's a fun place, da-da-da. And then I said, it's Friday evening. And he asked, well, I can't have to do Friday. I said, what's wrong with Friday? He wants to do it, but he wants to do it like a weekday. And my mind is telling, I'm asking myself, why have to be a weekday? I mean, I like weekends. I like weekdays and weekends. And so my question, what spirit can you say? Well, probably because he have a significant other that he has to take care of on weekends.
That's
uh-huh.
right. That's exactly right. So
stay away.
That's exactly it.
There you
stay
go.
Away. Okay. I will. Okay.
You know, you
and
know
I
what
other...
to do, and sometimes we talk ourselves out of it. So don't do that. Keep to your own truth. Okay.
Right.
Well. I will. I definitely will because that I thought, it will have to be on a weekday. What's wrong with a week? What's wrong with a Friday night or a Saturday night?
Yeah.
A Sunday night.
That says more than you need to know.
That tells me. That's what spirit spoke to me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, speaking of what you need to know, we have, because we've had so much complication and trouble with the phones, well, I have forgotten to remind Ada Marie to give out her home phone, her work phone. So can you do that now, Ada Marie?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'm in Arizona, and the number is 520-896-9510.
9510, okay.
9510.
Got it.
Okay.
Ada Marie, I massaged my foot one night about 5 weeks ago. A bottle of my foot, I have this little machine, and the following morning it was sore. I put my pressure on it and it hurt, and it's swollen. And I've been using rosemary or arnica and you name it. When I walk in barefoot, put pressure
now,
on it.
Now, what's swollen, your ear?
No, my
her foot.
Right below,
the middle of her foot.
Her what? Her foot?
Right there at the arch area. It's a swollen spot. When I don't rub so much stuff on it, below where the swollen spot is, it'll turn dark. And I said,
if it's your foot, if that's what you're telling me, it's your foot, did you turn your foot or did you do anything to hurt it or did it just start hurting?
No, I massaged it. I massaged it one night. I have this machine, and I think I may have massaged it too hard or what have you because it felt so good. I felt fine, but the following morning I got up to put pressure on it. I found myself, it was hurting. It was hopping.
You couldn't even stand up.
I could stand. I walk on it.
You know, I have to tell you, people make really bad mistakes with their feet because their feet can't talk back. And just imagine
it is
if that was that thing was on your cheek, would you play with, would you push it that hard and make it work more?
No, I didn't think. It didn't hurt while I was doing it. It was just
of course it didn't because you were doing it. But if you put that same pressure on one of your cheeks and held it there for 3 or 4 minutes, it would hurt, and it would even hurt in the beginning, but it would hurt like hell the next day.
Yeah.
Your feet are very tender.
Yeah,
they're very precious.
I learned. I'm really
okay. So get some tomato juice. Will you do that?
Yeah.
And soak your feet in tomato juice.
Okay.
And that will help a lot.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to throw the tomato juice away. You can just stick it in the refrigerator and use it the next day. But that tomato juice will make a big difference in taking the pain out of that foot.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Learn something every day.
I have to give that remedy to people every so often on this show because everybody goes, my feet are burning. I said, good God, girl, get some tomato juice and stick your feet in the tomato juice and they'll quit. And it works.
Okay.
It really works.
I was
wondering
why it turned red above, below where it's swollen, why is it turning dark?
Yeah.
Is that coming from you rubbing rosemary?
You must have bruised it. Without knowing it, you must have bruised it. It will take a while for it to get better, but
you'll
be fine.
Yeah, you'll have to soak it. You'll have to soak it every day for a while, maybe a month.
Okay. Okay. Because I love walking. I love
that hurts.
And I love wearing heels.
Oh, the last thing you want to do right now is wear heels.
I won't.
Because that puts pressure on your arch.
Put a heel on. And I love walking. I love dancing. But when I put a shoe on, it gives me a little bit more height. It feels so much better to walk on. But just walking around in the house with no shoes on, barefoot, it hurts more. It's like the shoe gives a little bit more. I put my sneakers or my sandals on.
Just remember, your feet are very precious. You need them for your whole lifetime.
You're so right. They carry us. You're so right.
You don't have a pair to trade off for. You got to keep
them. That's so true. So any kind of cheap tomato juice.
Yeah.
Brand or what have you. As long as it's tomato juice.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you. Good.
Thank you. And I remember that. Stay away.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It looks as if we have just about come to the end of the hour here.
I see that.
Is there something that you would like to say? I keep getting the feeling that Spirit wants to say
something. Well, what Spirit is telling me is that if people really realized how important their eyes are and their hearing, and then take that importance and put it into the rest of their body, like their toes and their arches and their feelings, they would be doing themselves a real favor. They wouldn't be spending money in a doctor's office someplace trying to fix their body because they would be fixing it themselves.
You have a little book on what is it? Magic in your fingertips or something?
Yes, it's a book I wrote long ago. It's called Miracles in Your Fingertips, and you can order that book. It's $10, and that will cover the postage and all the stuff that comes with it, and. You just send it to Box 230, Oracle, Arizona, 85623, and with the $10 bill, and I'll get all that material together and along with the book, and send it
to
you.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend sending $10 bills through the mail these days.
Well,
we're having too much trouble.
Yeah, send a check, send a money order, whatever you want to send.
There you go. That's much better.
I don't trust the post office anymore.
They're not proud of their work, you know?
Be sure that I can read the return address clearly so that I can send it back. But some people
The other thing they can do is call in and ask how to send you the money. That will work too, because we have your phone number again. Let me give it one more time: 520-896-9510. And I believe you take calls between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
I do.
Arizona time. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right.
Remember,
well,
you know, these things are important that you take care of yourself. I mean, from head to toe, I've got material on what to do from head to toe to keep yourself healthy. And one of the things that everybody should do is lay down flat on the floor with their arms at their sides and just lay there a few minutes and just let their body relax into the floor so that they feel...
Yeah, just melt. The floor,
melted into the floor, and that's the biggest healing you can give yourself. I do it twice a day. Sometimes I do it three times if I got something heavy going on that I have to just stay on the phone too long with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I use that healing. My grandma, she was really hard on that. She'd say, "What are you doing? Sitting in a chair. What an idiot. Get over there and lay down until you come out of this." You're going to build
your
a life.
Your grandmother. I can't imagine what it would have been like to be raised by two Sears. Oh, my.
It's a test, I'll tell you. It's a test to have patience. And to be silent. What you'll really learn from those people is silence. Don't talk. Just shut up and do what you're told. And it isn't like it's anything hard or difficult, but if you don't think about it, if you just do what you're told, the rest of it will go away and you won't have trouble with it.
And Ada Marie, just think about something. We started out... You dialed in. I couldn't connect with you.
Right.
Two or three other people called in. I couldn't connect with you until we did the silence.
Right. And as soon as we went into the silence, it worked.
That's right.
The silence is golden, and believe me, it is golden.
In this world. As we are experiencing it now, there is so little silence. And growing up in the country, I had absolute silence.
Right, we did.
Once in a while, a car would drive by, and you could hear it.
We were so far away, we didn't even have a car to drive by, but you wouldn't hear anything. You know, you could go out and be working outside, pitching hay all day and never hear a sound. I mean, you just didn't hear it.
It's true.
So you had the privilege of silence. And I still maintain a certain amount of silence in my home because I go someplace in the back, very back of the house. There's a bedroom back there. And I lay down on the floor and nothing comes through that door because they wouldn't come through a second time.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
It's quite simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you for all of our listeners who were so patient and called in more than once and helped us to get through this very peculiar electronic
whatever it was. What,
I know it was almost like going through a maze. You
right.
know, you had to turn and go certain ways and get the energy going and keep the patience, and it worked. So
right.
it has been a wonderful show, and I'm looking forward to everyone calling back next week.
Absolutely.
And all I can say now is love and light.
And have a fabulous week. Always look into the light and know you're surrounded in the light of God, and that light is perfect. Okay? And have a wonderful
yes.
week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye,
Amen.
Everybody.